Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And you know what? If you've got money to burn, then what I suggest is keep that money. I know exactly what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, you do.
You have money to burn.
Yeah.
Keep the money and burn these t-shirts. How about that?
What do you think about that?
That's what I was talking about.
Had another meeting yesterday, and the big talk was about how hot these shirts are selling, BJ.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're
you know
the
what?
Hottest selling shirt in the Rock Shop.
Yeah,
today.
Whatever. You know what? Today, sure. Yeah, it is for this hour. Yeah, let me you know what? Send me the Zoom, the minutes of that meeting. I'm sure there's a lot of fabrication there. This is the dumbest t-shirt idea ever. There's no way this is the hottest selling shirt.
And hey, look, yeah. People like stupid. Otherwise, why are they listening to us?
Yeah, that's a good point. Probably why you're the most popular.
But anyway, ouch.
Hey, what?
Kind of a compliment.
Kind of? I mean, you know. A semi-backhanded slap?
Full force backhand.
Yeah. So, buy these shirts, huh? Get them out of the Rock Shop so we can not talk about it anymore. How about that?
Limited time only.
Yeah, that'd be great. And boy, the sooner the limit runs, it is the better. Yeah. Go to KISW.com, ride the damn turtle, get your stupid shirt, and know that I won't be wearing it, and you will. Great. Happy Father's Day. Okay? Thanks.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Turtles, and it's totally Turtle Tuesday.
I like turtles.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
Yeah, good.
Everyone loves turtles, and until these t-shirts are sold out, it'll be totally Turtle Tuesday.
Yeah.
If I can say it.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant.
Triple T.
Yeah, Triple T.
Happy Triple T to you, BJ.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Scott in Seattle. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home on this Totally Turtle Tuesday, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which rapper was in the movies Boys in the Hood, Barbershop, and 21 Jump Street?
Ice Cube.
Yes. Who starred as Ben Gates in the National Treasure movies?
Luke Cage.
Yes. Osteoporosis primarily affects what part of the body?
Bone.
Yes. Bob Marley had the 70s hit song titled No Woman, No What?
Cry.
Yes. How many states are there in Australia?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Five.
No. Twister star Helen Hunt was in which sitcom with Paul Reiser?
Bad Buddy. Bad Buddy.
Yes. Which is known as the Red Planet?
Jupiter.
No.
Mars.
Yes. Which scientist was Time's Person of the Century in 1999?
Scientist. Steve Hawkins?
No.
Pat.
What kind of animal is cartoon character Quick Draw McGraw?
A dog.
No. One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct. Looks like it sounds like a group effort over there. Scott, you got some help over there?
We're ready to go to work. Yeah.
Right on. Well, sometimes it takes a village to take down a steam.
Yeah, we got a good village here.
Got a great village, and we'll see how this works out. Steve?
Yes?
Are you totally Turtle Tuesday ready?
Nice.
Well, I'll take that as a yes.
Wow.
Which rapper was in the movies Boys in the Hood, Barbershop, and 21 Jump Street?
Ice Cube.
Yes. Who starred as Ben Gates in the National Treasure movies?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Nice. Osteoporosis primarily affects what part of the body?
The bones.
Yes. Bob Marley had the 70s hit song titled No Woman, No What?
Cry.
Yes. How many states are there in Australia?
Six.
Yes.
Oh.
Twister star Helen Hunt was in which sitcom with Paul Reiser?
Mad About You.
Yes. Which is known as the Red Planet?
That would be Uranus, right?
No.
Mars?
Yes. Which scientist was Time's Person of the Century in 1999?
Thomas Dolby.
No.
Science! Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Thomas Edison?
No. What kind of animal is cartoon character Quick Draw McGraw?
He's a dog.
No.
A horse?
Yes. That's how many carrots is pure gold?
24.
Yes. And Steve, you win! Nice score there. 6-9.
Yes!
Nice.
Well, at least, Scott, you contributed to the 6-9 score.
Yeah. Made it happen.
Another one bites the dust. Peace out, Scott.
Yeah, Scott had a bunch of people getting ready to go to work, so they all helped out.
Like a carpool?
It seems so, yeah. There was a bunch of people he was referring to on that one.
Science!
That was the only one you missed, and it wasn't Thomas Dolby, unfortunately. Does anybody have a guess which scientist was Time's Person of the Century for 1999?
Albert Vicky? Einstein?
Yeah, there Albert Einstein.
Let's go with Einstein.
Yeah, I don't know why.
1999?
Yeah.
He finally got his due respect, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So it was the last year they had gone through all of the century so they could then actually decide and figure out.
Did he just?
Yes.
I mean, that's when you give somebody the thing of the century at the end of the century.
Just trying to gloss over it and just get right through that, man.
I can't believe they waited all that time.
Yeah, it's felt for years like people were just slighting him.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. They should have done it in the 1950. They should have said, you know what,
just
dude?
Just called it then.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to get the man of the century. We're not even going to wait 49 years.
Nothing will beat what you've done. Congratulations, sir.
I mean, they would have been right.
I mean, yeah. Well, congrats on your win, Steve.
Oh, yeah, maybe I got 9 right when the one I got wrong really kind of just illustrates how stupid I am, huh?
Well, you know, listen, sometimes you know what? The wisdom just comes if you just let people say it.
Thanks. I'm like water, man.
Yeah, here you are. Yeah. So there's a bakery in Japan that is now selling edible face masks that you can wear, then later on eat.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Why? Why would I want to eat something that I've been breathing on for like 8 hours?
Are they like
2 hours?
Are they like the edible underwear? Like they're basically just like fruit roll-ups or something?
No, these are like circular loaf of sweet bread called melon pan.
I do like sweet bread.
They have a crisscross pattern, so it kind of looks like you've got a big waffle strapped to your face.
I do like waffles.
But it's strapped to your face. That means you're breathing on it. You're talking into it. Like, I don't like, you know, I don't know. I'm not ever eating waffles, and I'm like, well, first let me breathe on it for 4 hours.
You're not?
No? Yeah. Oh, you are? My bad. Yeah, I'm doing it wrong, BJ.
Yeah, you are. A pack of 5 of these cost $16, but now you're going to have to get them shipped from Japan, which means they could be stale by the time they get here.
Wow, yeah, that's a good point.
The company claims they're not just a novelty product. They say that actually they work. They've tested them and claim they work as well as cloth masks. So the trouble, I would imagine, is that if you are being truly protected by a cloth mask, you wouldn't turn around and just start licking the outside of it, you know what I mean? Because there's supposedly bad stuff on there. That's the idea of wearing the mask, so that the bad stuff gets on the mask and not in your body. So,
well, maybe you slice it in half.
I just, honestly, if people buy these and start eating them, at that point you go, well, did you even need a mask then at that point, sir?
Right.
You know?
I mean, just because you can make something doesn't mean you really should.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know what? That never stops commerce, Steve. That's the thing. Commerce just will do anything, especially if you can make a buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Has anyone ever eaten... Oh, it's a stupid question, but I'm going to ask
you. Oh, all right, here we go.
Has anyone ever eaten edible underwear?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
For fun, a curiosity, or was it like actually in like a... Like romance time.
It was like, hey, let's go to Spencer's and get some edible underwear so we could have a good time tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fine.
What flavor did you get?
Strawberry. They don't have that many flavors, strawberry. Honestly, yeah.
At least it's not just cherry, because I don't know if I want cherry.
Yeah, cherry's like a Robitussin sort of thing. Like, yeah. I'm not that.
I'm not a cherry flavor guy.
And we'll put it this way. Like, you know when you go on Easter to buy Easter candy and it's been sitting on the shelves for a good, like, 7 weeks? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing, because those have been there for quite some time.
Yeah, there's probably, like, dust on them.
Yeah, so dust. It's kind of chewy. It kind of ruins the mood when you're trying to get through it all.
Oh.
And plus, that's a lot to probably have to eat.
Yeah. You don't eat the whole thing. You're just basically trying to get it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it were.
Do you save the rest for later?
You throw it to the side.
Bring it to the movies?
Yeah.
Put it in a Ziploc bag?
It's Tupperware, yeah.
No.
Melt it and stretch it so it's underwear once again.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean,
repurpose it.
I mean, a stale bad fruit roll-up is just not what sounds appetizing to me.
No. I've also tried whipped cream, too, and that, don't do that either.
No.
Don't do whipped cream?
No, I don't like the whipped cream.
Yeah, I mean, I just want my whipped cream on my pudding. I don't want it on a body part, to be honest. Same here. Like, or just squirt it in my mouth, the whipped cream.
Excuse there me? You go. Yeah.
The whipped cream.
Oh, really? What? I would feel like the whipped cream would be awesome, but no, not a good idea.
Cool Whip. Let's party. Just take a scoop of it. Just
okay,
like a dollop of Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Right on the person. I'm kidding. Wow.
Yeah, the Cool Whip is very cold. So I think that would, you know, if you're throwing Cool Whip on me, guess what? Party's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was at the pool.
Well, unless it's like a hot summer night, and then you pull that Cool Whip out of the freezer, and you're like, let's party.
Ooh, nice.
Just make sure you get the sugar-free kind.
Well, yeah.
Why is that?
We're looking out for our weight, of course.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Is there another reason that sugar's not good?
Sugar's not good for the lady parts.
Oh, right.
I guess that.
Well,
yeah.
Now you do.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ever do Jello wrestling, make sure you get the sugar-free Jello.
So the underwear, are they sugar-free?
I thought about that.
I didn't read the label, Steve. It was kind of one of those impulse purchases of like, we're doing this tonight.
See, if I had the whipped cream, I would just get too silly with it. Because I'd want to like go, just do like a full tower, like spiral around.
Oh, yeah.
See how high you could get it to go.
Hey, it looks like, this edible underwear on Amazon is sugar-free.
Oh, good.
All right, then. Sweet.
Good.
Or not sweet. I don't know. All right.
What about Sour Patch underwear? That would be pretty cool.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
No.
No?
What do you mean, no?
I just, no.
Unrelated, you see that the Crumbles got their sugar cookies got a Sour Patch kit on it?
I want it so bad.
What are you going to do with that cookie, Steve? I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried what you're going to do with that cookie.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Ooh, an orange Sour Patch Kid, too.
So it's always orange?
I don't know. Probably not. But the one that Vicky's showing us has orange on it.
It's a sweet raspberry Sour Patch filling as well.
Mm.
Yeah, you can have that. A Crumble will never have to worry about me getting in your way on that one.
What if you tried it and it was your favorite cookie of all time?
If the most hated candy in my life, why would that cookie be the favorite?
Maybe, though, when it's worked into like a cream filling. It's delicious.
Well, you know what? I'll go outside. I'll get some droppings, and then we'll put them on a cookie and go, hey, look, you probably wouldn't normally eat this, but if it's on a cookie.
Well, that seems rather extreme. I mean, I don't think that they're on the same level of Duke. Do you see what else they have? It seems like it's like a candy bar theme to this week at Crumble Cookies.
They've
got one, a chocolate cookie with Heath cake.
Ooh. That's good.
So it's got the toffee bits. Then another one, the original cookie with Kit Kat on top of it.
Ooh.
No problem with that.
Nice.
And a melty pool of milk chocolate.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that looks good. And then this is my jam, definitely. The peanut butter one featuring Butterfinger.
Oh, absolutely.
It's okay. I mean, it wouldn't be my first choice.
Okay.
Here's your first choice, BJ. The original cookie, and they work in some M&Ms.
Of course. M&M chocolate chip cookies are awesome. Yeah, I mean that's my jam. That's where I'm going first. But I'll try all the other ones though. The Butterfinger is going to be last on my list.
Why?
The Sour Patch Kids are going to be in the toilet.
Wow.
Those are like the top two for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. You know. Listen. You know.
I've seen the studies. Whoever likes Sour Patch Kids also likes to buy Stupid Ride the Turtle t-shirts. It seems to be hand in hand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so
that's good because Sour Patch Kids are extremely popular.
Yeah, good. Like, congratulations. We got a reporter that goes off script during a live broadcast to allege that she is being muzzled. And we've got the audio. You're going to hear it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a Houston TV news reporter for Fox 26 who interrupted her own live on-air weather report on Monday evening to accuse the station's parent company of muzzling her.
It's going to be hot out. And by the way, they don't let me talk.
Yeah. Her name is Ivory Hecker. And she was all set to do a live on-location report to discuss how the recent heat wave in Texas has affected power outages across the viewing area. And then this happened.
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units. This one broken down.
Wow.
As she's talking, it's like a guy with a sweaty back behind her because like she's like on the field report kind of a thing.
Wow. This is I don't know a whole lot about Project Veritas, but I'm told it's a group that is infamous for producing deceptively edited videos of its undercover operations against mainstream and left-leaning organizations. So it's definitely got a political agenda if it's only targeting particular organizations. And that's always a good sign. You know, it's always a good sign. And then I'm seeing the video of this, the sweaty guy behind her.
That should be what she should be reporting on, is check out this guy's sweaty ass back.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I just love that they go back to the anchors and they're just like, they don't even talk. They're just like, just gloss over the fact that Ivory has some scandalous stuff to share.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Ivory. Really? You know, just report on the news. Don't be sitting there. Hey, look what I got. An expose done by people that only seem to just target this side of any situation. Oh, man.
I just want to know, like, what led to that moment where she's like, you know what? And then also, like, she's accusing them of muzzling her.
Yeah.
But they let her say all that stuff. Like, you would think somebody in the newsroom would be like, hey, mute her or cut her. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you would think that, okay, we shouldn't. She's off script. Let's get her cut back to the anchors.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's just you sit there and you go, really, dude? Now I don't really, I don't believe anything she has to say because it's just like, oh, my own organization, I'm reporting the news, but I really can't report the news here. I really have to go do it somewhere else privately. So it's like, okay, so what you're saying is I shouldn't be watching this newscast at all because they're not legitimate? Is that what? Okay. Thanks, Ivory.
I'm just pumped to see what comes out. I'm definitely going to pay attention.
Oh, you're going to check it out?
Oh, all right. Yeah. I love chaos.
All right. Let me know what it is because I don't even want to give it the time. I just don't want to give it my time. But, getting the cliff notes from you would be awesome.
So, wow. What happens if she goes back to the office? I mean, does she go back to the office or she asks, like, her? Because usually they travel in, like, a news truck or a news van. And she'll, like, have, like, the cameraman and maybe one other person driving. Does she just say, hey, drop me off at home?
Or, yeah, pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to be awkward when you go back to the workplace.
Yeah, you know, if you're the cameraman or the driver, you're like, okay, Ivory, well, yeah. I mean, that's just awkward. It's awkward all the way around.
Just leave me here. I'll call an Uber.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do, too. You know, good old Ivory getting muzzled.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so a TV news reporter goes off script during a live broadcast to allege that she's being muzzled. She's got secret undercover information she's going to share online. Steve will tell us about that later, I'm sure.
Secret.
Based on this, I mean, this is a pretty epic thing to see your coworker do, just to see her basically go, whoa, off script meltdown. Yes. So we're wondering, how about you? What was the most epic thing that a coworker has done? Or maybe you were that epic coworker that people said, oh, whoa. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was the most epic thing a coworker has done? Or when did you do something epic at work? We got your calls. We got your texts. After Audio Slave on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there was a TV reporter who went off script during a live broadcast to allege that she's being muzzled. Based on this, what was the most epic thing that a coworker has done? Or when did you do something epic at work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter said, my coworker had an epic meltdown just last week. Found out that someone ate the lunch that he brought in, and so he took the microwave and tossed it out the window.
Whoa!
We're on the fourth floor, and he's been suspended.
Whoa! Wow.
Did he get fired? That's a cool place.
Yeah, I think they understand that, you know, his lunch was stolen. I think they understand that, yes, this was over the top and your response was not appropriate. But they also understand, but we get why you're furious, because who steals people's lunches? Who does this?
Maybe there's also a paper trail of it. Like, he's gone to HR before and said, someone keeps eating my lunch. Someone keeps eating my lunch. And so he finally snapped. He's like, you guys have done nothing about this. So now no one can enjoy lunch.
See, I think we got to get this guy his own personal refrigerator. That's what I would do.
We should get them to come here. Our microwave doesn't work. Maybe that'll get them to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, I'll tell you when the microwave will get fixed.
When's that?
You know, when the big boss comes back to the office full time. When the big boss comes back to the office full time, then the microwave will get fixed, because then it'll be important. You know, a couple of big wigs will walk around the office that before COVID. Once that happens, then all of a sudden it'll be fixed, because, you know, the big wigs are important.
Well,
if
it doesn't, I'm releasing the tapes, because I have undercover tapes.
Oh, do you have undercover tapes?
Using the microwave without us knowing about it. And then they turn it off when we get here.
Yeah. Oh, that is a controversy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please don't say stuff like that. I don't want any more emails and texts and people hate me.
Okay. How about this one?
Because we don't take things serious on this show.
I like this one. My coworker brought an escort to the company Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
He did this 2 years in a row. Then he settled down, got married, and got boring, LOL.
Oh, man, I love that. I love when you know, honestly.
Could you imagine showing up to our work function with a working girl? How awesome would that be?
Yeah, but that's why, you remember, I was so excited, but then immediately disappointed when our buddy Ace at the radio convention, because I thought Ace did that. I thought he showed up with an escort, and I thought that was so baller.
It was just his extremely younger girlfriend that he's now married to.
Exactly. It's so disappointing
to me. It's like Pretty Woman. You created Pretty Woman, basically.
I know. I was like, when he told me that actually she was legitimately interested in him and it wasn't a financial transaction, I was like, you're such a boring guy. I'm done talking to you.
We actually had a Christmas party, and there was a coworker. He doesn't work here anymore. I think he only worked for a year. And he brought in, like, the most gorgeous smoke show. Like, I was about to drop my date to, like, go talk to her because she was that gorgeous. But their body language suggested that they weren't actually together. So we all had bets to see if she was an escort or not. But how do you broach that? Like, there's no nice
BJ
way to
ask. Totally.
Come to me. Should have. I really regret not doing
it. Guys,
that.
You understand I'm the Larry David of this program. I will always ask the awkward questions.
Dude, that was still one of my favorite moments ever on our radio shows. After that morning convention, we started talking about that, and somehow we got Ace on the show, and you're like kind of dancing around it, but like, we're trying to find a tactful way to ask him, hey, did you bring an escort to our radio convention? Finally, he just goes, BJ, are you trying to ask me if I brought a hooker to the radio convention?
That's right. Yeah.
I was like, Ace knows you all too well.
Yes, he does.
And I still wish I could have been a fly on the wall in his house when he had to explain why he was on our radio show to his significant other, who's now his wife.
Who's now his wife. And she was, she was a terrific personality. That's what I was just like. She is too perfect to be unpaid for. That was what my brain just told me.
Wow.
See,
I feel the same way about Ace. Whenever I see him, I'm like, he's just too perfect to be
really
paid
is.
For.
He really is. Yeah, so dreamy.
He loves rock and roll. He sings in a band.
Maybe he was her escort. I never even thought about that reversal.
Maybe he's not even on the radio this whole time. We think he is, but Ace is actually just a hired hooker.
Oh, do you have any behind the scenes videos about this?
I'm not sharing them.
Wow.
Let's go to Brody in Vancouver. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Brody, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brody. How about you? Did you have an epic coworker, or were you the epic coworker?
I had an epic coworker. So I work at Vancouver Airport. I was working for an airline which will remain unnamed at the time. And what happens is, normally at about 1 o'clock when we had our shift change, some of the guys didn't want to walk to the employee parking lot because it was about a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
So we had an old 2001 Chevy Cavalier we'd transfer people in. There was about six guys who wanted to go and only five seats. So the sixth guy went, I'm getting in the trunk. Oh. So he hopped in the trunk of this car airside in the secure area of the airport and went through the security gates. All the guys are laughing, so the security guards stand there looking like, oh, okay, what's going on? Something's off. The parking lot is in clear view of the security gate. So the security guard watches as the car pulls up to the parking lot, the trunk pops open, and the sixth employee just hops out of the trunk.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So the airport authority gave him a ticket that read, failure to comply with all rules and regulations while driving airside. We got that framed and put up in our office.
That is a pretty awesome violation that you broke all the rules.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all of them. They didn't even know what to give them. They didn't even know. They're just like, give it all.
That's awesome. I mean, they're just like, oh, these idiots, these knuckleheads. But you know what? I love that. Yeah, you're right. I love that. I'd frame that, too. Like, they don't even have a rule, so they just said, you broke them all, you jerks.
This text is just incredible. I used to work at a grocery store, and the bagger was moving way too slow, so I snapped at him and said, hey, can you speed it up? Well, he snapped back, and he tried to suffocate me with one of those plastic bags.
Whoa!
I punched him. Both of us were then sent home. He apologized, offered to smoke me out. We've been best friends to this day. Shout out to Eric.
That's a whole roller coaster right there.
Eric tried to murder you at some point.
Now we're best friends forever.
Forever.
I like how he just said, I got sent home. Like, were you fired? Because you just tried to kill someone with a paper bag. Yeah. I don't know.
And I was like, he tried to kill me, so I punched him. Well, both of you need to leave.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I have stories like that where, you know, some people that really I got into fights with ended up being my best friends. And I know it's weird for people to think that, like, you know, a violent act can actually put people, you know, I mean, I don't know how much he really tried to kill him. You know, I mean, maybe he really did. I don't know. But it's not unusual for dudes to have that happen where, you know, they get into a fracas with each other. And next thing you know, they're buddies.
Yeah,
it's
but weird. If a dude tries to kill me with a plastic bag, I'm not going to be his friend.
Would you agree to go get stoned with him afterwards, though?
Maybe.
That's the best part. They're both leaving, and you let them leave at the same time. And he's just like, hey, man, I got some weed at my place. You want to come smoke? And then you're probably thinking, well, that's why you're so slow bagging stuff. You're probably stoned at work.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's the best mea culpa because he probably realized, wow, I tried to kill this dude. How can I fix it? Right, hey, man, you want some weed?
Got a new bong. You want to come over?
Sure. Yeah, well, all right. Yeah, since you put it that way.
And I love the text. It's like, yeah, you tried to kill me 5 minutes ago, but you know what? I did punch you. Well, let's just smoke some pot and we'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, humans can work it out. See, that's hope right there for me. Hope for our civilization. Pink Floyd's Roger Waters just shared a story about a time that he cursed out Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and called him one of the most powerful idiots in the world. We have the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll schedule, usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about your the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.